Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi, and we're in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, and we're in the middle of Seif Zayin, which we began yesterday, which deals with some of the halachos, if you forgot to say Yalav Yovah and Ritzei, what you should do. We're in the very top line, beginning with the third word, the Im Shachach, the Mechaber says, if you forgot, Gam Shal Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. And not only did you forget to say Yalav Yovah, but in this scenario, you also forgot to say Ritzei. Then you remember this right after you finish Bonei Brach Mo Vishloi Mo Mein. You said, "Oh, I forgot Ritzei, I forgot Yalav Yavo." You haven't started yet the Brach of Atov Matev. So then we said there's special insertions that you make. So the Mechaber tells us Kolel Rosh Chodesh Im Shabbos. In this situation, you say both the Rosh Chodesh insertion along with the Shabbos insertion, and therefore you say the Omer Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha VeRoshei Chodeshim LeZikaron. So you can couple both of them in this special bracha that you make. Now, here, the Mechaber says nothing about a chasima, so I'm assuming that the Mechaber means to imply that you don't do the chasima, which you normally would do for Shabbos, which you don't do for Rosh Chodesh. So you don't do either one according to this. We'll see in a moment the second opinion that the Mechaber brings down that says you do the chasima. So right now, the Mechaber tells us you insert for both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The Mishneh Berurah and Siv Katan Chav Tes explains that the word over here, Gam Mishal Shabbos, was intentionally put in over here. Kach Tzorech Lomer, this is the right girsa. V'chein girsa b'shulchan aruch shal olas tomid. In the shulchan aruch of the olas tomid, it also had the word, V'im shochach Gam Mishal Shabbos over here. You also forgot Shabbos in addition to Yalav Yavo. V'shochach shal Shabbos levad, as opposed to if a person just forgot Ritzei, he said Yalav Yavo, but he forgot Shabbos, he didn't say Ritzei. In this situation, B'vada ain't Tzorech Luchlol Gam Mishal Rosh Chodesh B'brachazu. Then you certainly don't mention Rosh Chodesh in this bracha, you already mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavo. So when you say over here, you just say Shenasan Shabbosos Lemnucha. Kivin Shepar Hizkir Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo. Since you, as I just mentioned, said already Yalav Yavo, mentioning Rosh Chodesh. When we call Makom, Im Lo Nizkar An Liachar Shepasach Batov Vameitiv, if a person forgot to say Ritzei in this scenario, and he started saying Hatov Vameitiv, so then the halacha, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shiur, V'chozi L'Rosh Birchas Amazon B'shul Askar Shul Shabbos. He has to go back to and repeat the entire benching, to the very beginning of the benching, to say the Haskar Shul Shabbos, to say Ritzei. And now in this situation, he's going to come upon Yalav Yavo again. What should he do? Os Tzorech Lomer Oda Pan Gam Yalav Yavo. He brings down over here the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh, that you do say again Yalav Yavo. Because the Birchas Hamazon Arishon, the first benching that you made, which without Ritzei, you were not Yotzei. This is Batel Legamri. This is not a good benching. Tisha foot number 24 brings down that it's Mashra from the Lashon over here. In Bepam Hashniya Omar Ritzei. At the second time, if you did remember to say Ritzei, but you didn't say Yalav Yavo, Nizkar Kodem Shizch HaTov HaMetiv, and you're now right before HaTov HaMetiv, so you would normally add the insertion for Rosh Chodesh, Sarach Lomar Shom Baruch Shanasan. You would ask the special Rosh Chodesh insertion here, even though you said Yalav Yavo the first time, because the first time didn't count. Below Mal Mashe Kfar Hiskir Yalav Yavo Bepam Rishona. It doesn't help you that you said Yalav Yavo the first time, you didn't say it the second time, so you still have the opportunity to make it up, and you say the special insertion over here. He brings down from the Sefer Bir Halacha, Shlekein Das Hashal Meitzibur, according to the opinion of the Shal Meitzibur, Shekos of the Inyan Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, when Yontif and Shabbos coincide, that if a person didn't say the first time Ritzei, didn't say the second time Yalav Yavo, he has to repeat it a third time. And not like the Das of the Birchas Habayis, Shekos of Shiotzev B'Dieved Yedechova, that each time you were Yotzei B'Dieved in that fashion. But he would say over here, you have to do it a third time. And he says to look over here in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot and Chof Aleph, he brings down, he doesn't add over here, the Chofetz Chaim didn't put down in the Mishneh Berurah what would be the halacha in regards to Chanukah, because the Magen Avraham there said that you don't mention Chanukah. Ukmo Shehir HaPrima Godim. And the reason why he didn't mention this is because of the kasha that Prima Godim have. And you can see this in Dirshu Foot number 25. Because he brings down, the Magen Avraham says, if Shabbos and Chanukah coincide, if you forgot to say Ritzei, but you did say Al Hanitzim. So then when you repeat the benching over here, as you have to, you just go back and say Ritzei, but you don't say Al Hanitzim the second time. As opposed to over here, we said you do say Yalav Yavo the second time. Because he says Ein Chova Laskir, because there's no obligation to say the Al Hanitzim. Now it's unclear why he says this. And the Chayyadim brings down Shetorach Lahaskir Gam Al Hanitzim. Chayyadim disagrees and says you do have to, in fact, say Al Hanitzim. And the Shaar Tzion over here brings this point down. That's why he didn't bring it, because it's difficult to understand why you would not say Al Nisim the second time. Finally, brings down from Shelos Chuvas Ber Moshe, Shekevil and Shein Haskar Hashem the Alanisim, Hashem's name is not mentioned in Alanisim, therefore there is no problem to say it a second time in any event. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, in Pasach Batov B'Meitiv, as we said, if you already started the Brach Batov B'Meitiv, then you have to go back, then you do have to go back to the beginning of benching, and the second time now you bench, you'll say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. And he adds, V'yesh Mishomer, this as opposed to the first opinion, which didn't mention anything about the Chasima, he says, Shemoshachach Shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh V'Nizkar Kol Mishizcha Latov B'Meitiv, if you said Bonei Barach V'Yishalayim Amen, and then you realize you didn't say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, according to this second opinion of the Mechaber, this Yesh Omrim, Omer Shenosan Shabbos Osamnucha V'Rosh Chodesh V'Sikar, when you say the insertion and the Chosim B'Shal Shabbos, and you conclude with the part of Shabbos, the Eino Chosim B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, and you don't make a Chasima for Rosh Chodesh. As we've already learned in yesterday, in the previous Shurim, there is no Chasima on Rosh Chodesh, but there is a Chasima on Shabbos at the end of the Bracha. And therefore, when you have over here both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you only say Shabbos in the Chasima and not Rosh Chodesh. But this is controversial. As you see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed, he says, this we've already learned previously, that you don't conclude with a Chasima by Rosh Chodesh, Kidileh, like we learned already previously. The Lecha Chasima Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have its own Chasima, it just has the insertion at the beginning, but no Chasima. Now he says, V'avogav v'hocha maskir Hashem v'chasima b'lav hochi mishum Shabbos. Now we can understand why you normally don't say a chasima, because some say it's saying Hashem's name unnecessarily. But here you're saying it anyway, because you're saying for Shabbos. Nevertheless, according to this opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't mention it. Because when you're saying the shame over here, it goes on both, and therefore we don't mention Rosh Chodesh specifically. The issue for number 26 brings down, this idea that you don't make a chasima for Rosh Chodesh is not accepted by everyone. So you might have thought here you should make the chasima, because there are some that say you should always make the chasima. Nevertheless, even shaskoras Hashem hi al shteim, the name of Hashem goes on both of them. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, yesh li mona milahaskiris Rosh Chodesh. We don't have to specifically mention Rosh Chodesh, and we shouldn't. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman, sheish lahoyer al diri hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, the Ha'ara brought down here by Rav Shlomo Zalman, says this now can understand why Rav Moshe said, legabi misha ocha kishir mimini mezonos. If on, for example, Shabbos, you ate the shear of a mezonos, and you had a little bit of wine, but not enough to make a bracha achron on the wine. So, tov shiaskir bebichas alamichya gam al hagefen. You should include in the bracha of alamichya also al hagefen, even though you wouldn't on its own have made an al hagefen. Shaskaras Hashem hi gam ken al yayin, because the shame over here goes on the yayin. So we see that there is a machlokis over here. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, mikol makom ladina, how do we paskin halacha lemaisa? He says, Maske Hachroni brings down in the Shar Hatzion in Oschof Beis, he brings down this in the name of the Graz, the Derech HaChaim and the Chai Adam, the Yaskir B'Chasim HaGam Rosh Chodesh. Since you are saying the Shem Baruch HaTa Hashem anyway, you should mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in this Chasima, even though you normally don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Mitam Dibalav Halchi Arbi Posim Svilu Ligam B'Rosh Chodesh Tzorech Lachtu B'Rosh Kamo B'Yantiv, because there is the opinion that says anyway Rosh Chodesh should have a Chasima. And here, V'Yafa Pish Enon Nogim K'Vasai, even though we don't pass in that way, Mishim Chashash Baruch HaShein HaTzricha, because it maybe is an unnecessary bracha. Nevertheless, Hocha Dibalav Halchi Chosim the bracha B'Shul Shabbos, you're saying the Baruch HaTa Hashem Chasima for Shabbos anyway. So Shabbos Domilomer Bekadish HaShabbos, and they had Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, and that's the conclusion that the Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest. Sivches, the Mechaber tells us, Suda Shlishis B'Shabbos Dino K'Rosh Chodesh. We know the tremendous mitzvah to have three meals on Shabbos, and of course each meal should Lachatchila be Lecha Mishnah on bread. However, the Mechaber is telling us over here that if you have Shalosh Shudos on Shabbos and you forgot to say Ritzei, so then the Halacha is like Rosh Chodesh. In other words, you don't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, let's understand this. If you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel Suda Shlishis, he says, for the Shtei Sudos or Rishonos, you definitely have to go back. And based upon the Pasuk, V'Korah LaShabbos Oneg, V'Ein Oneg Below Pas. So the first two, the Friday night meal and the Shabbos lunch meal, you definitely have to go back. And he says the same thing applies by Yontiv as well. It's only Shalosh Shudos over here on Shabbos, and certainly on Yontiv, that you don't go back and repeat the benching if you forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yovo for Yontiv. Now, in Dibra Maskel on the Bir Halacha B'Shabbos Dina K'Rosh Chodesh, he brings down that this is based upon the Magen Avraham. And he writes, Mashma Delinyan Chasima Gamkin Shavala Rosh Chodesh Deinu Chosim. And therefore, since this is similar to Rosh Chodesh over here, you don't make a Chasima as well when you add the insertion. And this is based upon the idea, the kolhecha de b'diavad ei machsirna, so whenever you don't have to go back, if you forgot to say it entirely, then you don't make a chasima. So just like Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back, so therefore you don't make a chasima. So tovia on Shabbos, by Shalosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back, so you don't make a chasima. However, he brings down an alternate opinion, and that is from the Nahar Shalom. And he says, no, that's based upon it not being chashuv enough to go back. But Shabbos certainly is chashuv enough to go back. And he says, on Shabbos, one should end with the chasima. If you forgot, he said, without saying would say, and then you add the chasima, he says, even by Shalosh Chodesh, you should add the chasima for Shabbos, as well as concluding it, Brocha to Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph. She'eino chozer im hischol b'chasatov emetiv. We brought down by Shalosh Chodesh, you don't go and repeat the benching once you started Hatova Meitiv, Lefishe Shomim Shasuda Shlishis Eno Tzorach Pas, because there are opinions that say that the third meal doesn't require pas. Now, we don't paskin like that, but since there is such an opinion, the Avshein Devreim Ikor, even though that's not really true, Kemosha Kosim Machavis Im Reit Sadi Avsiv Heis, we'll learn when we learn the Alochus of Shalashudis, Mikom Mokom Yeshlochus Ludevreim, we do have to be concerned for this opinion, Shalo Lichnos Losophic Brachel Vatala, because if you go back and repeat the benching when you didn't have to, it's a Sophic Brachel Vatala, so therefore, best in this situation not to do so. The issue footnote 28 brings down, if somebody is always accepted upon himself to always have bread by Shalosh Chodesh, so then the Aruch HaShulchan says he would have to go back, because in this situation there's a real chiyuv. However, the Ksos HaShulchan disagrees and says it's only because of a neder, and you wouldn't do it based upon a neder to repeat the benching. Then he says, if somebody had only mizonos by the second meal, so by Suda Shlishis, he forgot to say Ritzei, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down Shekosov Shedino Kishar Suda Shlishis. This would be still like a regular Shalosh Chodesh, Ein Tzorach Lachzul Levarech, because this is your third meal. The Pesukei Teshuva says, Ein Ledvar Muchochem, he's not certain that this is correct, but Tzorach Ein in this situation. If he had Pasabo Bekissin by Shacharis, so then the same similar machlokus applies. I ain't showing the rest of this footnotes for this detailed discussion. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, when you have Suda Shlishis B'Yontif, when you have Shalosh Chodesh on Yontif, then everybody agrees that Divrei Kol Eino Chozer, because there's no Chiyuv to do so. Shara L'Divrei Kol Eino El Rishus, it's only Rishus to have Shalosh Chodesh on Yontif, not a Chiyuv. K'mo Shekosvul El B'Sivkot N'Chavav, as it was already learned in Sivkot N'Chavav in yesterday's shir. Mekol Mokum Minitzka Kolim Shishchol Birchas Hatov Meitiv, but if it was before you started Hatov Meitiv and you can put in the insertion, Apil B'Suda Revius, then even a fourth Suda, or Chamishis B'Shabbos Yontif, or any other Sudas that you have, you would be able to say, Omer Bruchat Hashem. Just like he would on Rosh Chodesh, when you're not mechuyev to go back, but you could add this insertion over here. And as we brought down in the Bir Halacha, machlokus whether you should or should not conclude the chasima on Shabbos and Yontif. You certainly do not on Rosh Chodesh. Now we go to Sif Tes. If three people ate together, they benched Bezimun on Shabbos or Yontif, and they realized afterwards that none of them said Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. They have to repeat the benching. So the halach is they don't have to repeat the Zimun. Each of them benches on their own. The mitzvah of Zimun, they were Yotzei, in fact. And they only have to go back to the beginning of the benching, which is after Zimun, and each of them has to repeat the entire benching, but they don't have to do the Zimun again. Sifyot. If somebody was eating Shalosh Chodesh, Haya Ochel V'Yotzu Shabbos, and now Shabbos is over, it's dark outside, it's after Tzeis HaKochovim, he hasn't benched yet, Maski Shal Shabbos B'Yachas HaMazon, even though it's technically Sunday, but since he didn't daven Maariv, he didn't make Havdalah, it's still called Suda Shabbos, and in this very, very delayed benching on Saturday night, well after Shabbos is over, he still says Ritzei, Maski Shal Shabbos B'Yachas HaMazon. Why? Diazlino and Basar Ascholas HaSuda, because we go after the beginning of the meal, as we'll see, the Farshim say, as long as you had a Kezayis before the Shkia, that would constitute over Ascholas HaSuda before it was Ois Shabbos, so therefore, Vadin Rosh Chodesh Purim V'Chanukah, and the same thing would apply if it was Rosh Chodesh Purim V'Chanukah, and you had the Kezayis before the Shkia, so then you can still be Maski Me'in HaMoror, Yalav Yavo, or Al Anisim, when you bench after the Shkia, after Tzeis HaKochovim. Now, let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. He writes, V'kivin shascholas asudo yom ibod yom, since you began before the day was over, i.e. it was before the Shkia on Shabbos, kvar nischai l'haskim en amora, you're obligated already at that point to say, therefore, even though your meal continued well into the night, lo nifka chiyuvo, you haven't lost that obligation, and you're obligated to say Ritzei. The issue for number 29 brings down, and we define starting, as I mentioned already from the Ksos HaShulchan, as having a achilas kizayis pas mibod yom. Ideally, it should be betoch kidei achilas pras. There is an opinion that he brings down by the Ber Heitev that says That's assuming that that kezayis is still within you. It is not past the zman ichul, which we said was 72 minutes, but many disagree with that. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Because of achronim, the mispalo mar called the birchas mazon. If for whatever the reason you daven mar before you benched, then shuv eno maskei shoshavas birchas mazon. Then you don't have the right to say ritzai in the benching. The mechsek is sorry hadadi because it looks like it's contradictory. You just said it's Sunday and now you're still saying it's Shabbos. So that's tarte kisasre. That's two things that are contradicting each other, and therefore you don't say it." Yishuv foot number 30 brings down mashma over here. She mispalo hakol who adain luspalo if the tzibur daven, but you're still hailing shalosh shudos. And there's a first meaning is already davening marv. Then you still allowed to see it say. Now, he also writes, Shim Hiskul Echol Acher Shispalu HaKol Marv. If you only began to eat after the Davin Marv, the Davin Marv very, very early, then you shouldn't be maskir that day's special insertion because that day is considered over already because you didn't start eating before that time. However, in Madai Luspalu Mincha, if they Davin so early for whatever the reason, and you haven't yet Davin Mincha, then you'd be allowed to. He brings down, this is a very important problem by Purim, where you start your Suda well before the Shkia, you finish most of it, but you're still eating for a while afterwards. So he brings down, Nechlu Kwachronim Bedover. This is a machlokus over here. There are those that say you can say Alanisim in the Birchas HaMazon, unless you've Davin Marav. But if you've Davin Marav already, then you can't. Others disagree and say, no, you're still allowed to say Alanisim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's better in that situation to make sure that you bench before you Davin Marav to get around this machlokus. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Lefikach af im chol Rosh Chodesh b'motzei Shabbos." What happens if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh? So you're benching now. So you're saying Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. How can you do this? Yaskei b'birchas hamazon shol Shabbos levad lo shol Rosh Chodesh. So the first opinion he brings down is you just mention Shabbos and you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. And this is v'davka kishikamar sudas obo b'yom. That's as long as you finished eating before the day was over. Avol amochol paskan b'layla. But if you ate bread after dark, v'yeshol avchiyuv laaskei gam shol Rosh Chodesh. Now you have to mention Rosh Chodesh because you ate a kizayis of bread after it was dark. Shnayim yevsha. Now you can't do both. Lahaskir the Havi Tardi the Sasri, because how can you say it's Shabbos? Would say, how can you say it's Sunday? Yal Biyavo, Techim Biyom Shabbos Zev, Yachachim Biyom Shodish Zev, to Tardi the Sasri, it's contradictory. The Rosh Chodesh will be on Rishon, because Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, how does he pass in the first opinion? Only mention Rosh Chodesh, Yal Biyavo, because everybody agrees to that. As opposed to Mashen came as Kore Shabbos, by Shabbos, there is this Machlok, Shesh Pluk, the Ben Rishonim, Imchayv Lahaskir, Cloud, Kishavar, what's a Shabbos. So therefore, you're in doubt whether you should say Ritzei, but everybody agrees you should say Yalav Yavo. In this situation, the first opinion says, just say Yalav Yavo. And even though we paskin that you do say Ritzei, even though there's a machlokis, we paskin that you should say Ritzei. Normally, if it's not Sunday Rosh Chodesh, over here, it's under extenuating circumstances, better that you mention only Yontif and push aside Ritzei, because Rosh Chodesh, not Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, it's Chiyuv L'Kol Yom, is according to everybody an obligation, and Ritzei is not. However, Ochein B'motzei Shabbos L'Chanukah Purim, if Sunday is Chanukah Purim, then definitely, Afilum Gomer Sudos B'Layla, if it's eating the meal even after well dark, Eino Maskei Shulchanukah Purim, you don't say Al Anisim. Rak Shul Shabbos L'Vad, then you only say Ritzei. Why? Given the B'Layla Chochei Askorim Eino Moru, the Chanukah Purim, Eino El Rishus. Because even if you didn't say Al Anisim, you're over Rishus, you should have said this, but it's not as much of a Chiyuv as Rosh Chodesh, as we already learned in Siman Kuf Bei Zayin, and therefore this opinion says that you would mention Ritzei, but not Al Anisim. Then he brings down, this is Kain Kosef of the Magen Avraham, Orabi Achronim. This was the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, he brings down the name of the Taz, the Magen Gibor, and the Big Deyesha, the Yesha Omrim, the Imchol Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, B'motzei Shabbos. If it occurs that Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, Yaski would say, V'gan Yal B'yavu, you should say both. De'azlinam Bosu Aschalas Asuda, V'gan Bosu Shoshu B'varuch Bo. It's not a Tarti Desasri. V'lo Kapidon B'mad Dinira Kisosu Ma'adodi. You can say Ritzei, and you can say Yal B'yavu. The Ritzei for Shabbos and the Yalav Yovo for Sunday, it's not a problem. The Ritzei is Chayav Mishosh is Chalasu B'yom, because Ritzei you were obligated to from when you started. Yalakach Shinim Shachazman, and when the time continued, V'lo Berach, and you haven't yet benched, V'yi Alayla Shiyamta, V'osho Rosh Chodesh, and you ate more, Nitosef Alav Chil, Lizkor Mi'in Hamar, V'shal Shor, Shum Avarach Bo. Not a problem that you have to make an additional Yalav Yovo here. So this second opinion says you can say both. Finally, Sivkat Ma'am Adalit, V'adin L'Rosh Chodesh, the same thing applies over here for Rosh Chodesh. If you ate on a day, it's Rosh Chodesh, and you delayed in Sachar, Birchas HaMazon, and you continued eating until after it's daytime, you do mention Rosh Chodesh or Al Anisim that night. Because you again over here go by the beginning of the Suda, and again, but as long as you haven't Davin Marv, if you Davin Marv, that's a problem, as we've already learned. And it says further, these dinim are discussed in Simen Tov Yud Test. This concludes Simen Kuf Peches and today's Shir.